Coinbase brings 1.1 backed tokenized stocks on-chain. With dividends, Coinbase is moving into tokenized equities. The exchange said it will launch tokenized stock trading built on shares held 1.1, with dividends paid out on-chain, framing the product as no derivatives, no IOUs. The plan was reported by CoinDesk on June 16, 2026, and echoed across several crypto news accounts within minutes. The pitch is that each token represents a real share sitting in custody, not a synthetic contract that merely tracks a price. That distinction matters because most earlier attempts to put stocks on a blockchain leaned on derivatives or wrapped instruments, which carried counterparty risk and rarely passed dividends through to holders. A direct line into the largest U.S. retail-based Coinbase is the biggest crypto exchange in the United States by retail users, so its entry changes the scale of the tokenized stock conversation. Where prior launches reached traders already comfortable with on-chain plumbing, Coinbase reaches a mainstream audience that holds dollars, USDC, and a handful of tokens inside one familiar app. That reach is the point. Tokenized stocks have existed in some form for years, but distribution has been the bottleneck. A product that lets an existing Coinbase account buy a tokenized share, hold it on-chain, and receive dividends without leaving the platform removes most of the friction that kept these instruments niche. The dividend mechanic is the detail worth watching. Passing corporate actions like dividends through to token holders has been one of the hardest parts of tokenized equity design. If Coinbase delivers on-chain dividend payments at launch rather than as a later add-on, it sets a higher bar than several competing efforts. A crowded race, suddenly Coinbase is not first. The tokenization push has been one of the dominant themes of 2026. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, the backbone of U.S. securities settlement, has been preparing a live tokenization demo of real DTC securities. Binance has rolled out stock trading that drew most of its early volume from emerging markets. Hyperliquid pushed equities and index perpetuals on-chain through its SHIP-3 framework. Regulation has been moving in parallel. The SEC recently proposed scrapping a 20-year-old order protection rule that has blocked automated market makers from handling tokenized stocks, a change that would clear a path for on-chain equity trading at scale. Coinbase entering now, with a compliance-forward 1.1-backed framing, reads as a bet that the U.S. rulebook is bending toward this model. The competitive question is whether Coinbase's brand and user base let it leapfrog rivals that shipped first. Being late to a race matters less when you arrive with the largest distribution channel and a cleaner structural design. The settlement layer crypto spenders already use tokenized stocks settle on the same rails as stablecoins. A share that lives on-chain can be moved, held, or sold in the same wallet environment where users keep stablecoin balances and the assets that fund crypto cards. That convergence is the quiet structural story. Equities, stablecoins, and spending tools all collapsing onto one ledger. For now, the practical impact is narrow. Tokenized shares are an investment product, not a payment instrument, and Coinbase has not detailed which equities, which jurisdictions, or which chain will host the launch. Anyone weighing the product should wait for those specifics, particularly around custody arrangements and whether dividend handling carries fees or tax reporting wrinkles that the headline framing skips. What is clear is the direction. The most regulated large exchange in the United States committing to 1-1-backed on-chain equities with dividends is a stronger signal of where securities settlement is heading than any of the smaller launches that preceded it. Broader crypto prices did not react meaningfully to the news. Bitcoin sat at $65,807, down 1.2% on the day, and Ether at $1,784, down 1.7% as of June 16, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 24, or FEAR,